Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. It's so good to be together again, and I pray that you're going to be blessed as I begin a message today, which I've entitled, God Will Make All Our Mountains Away. But before we go there, let me just take a few moments and ask the Lord to refresh and strengthen you, regardless of where you might find yourself right now, whatever battles or hindrances or whatever season in your life. God has a plan and a purpose for every time in our life, and I'm asking Him, as we go to the Lord in prayer, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, that for your people, that you would give them clarity of vision, that you will give them an assurance and a confidence to know that they are right where you would have them. And Lord, perhaps some might be in transition. You're moving them from one place to another. A door has closed, but Lord, you have a door that's going to be opening for them. But Lord, wherever they're at, whatever they're going through, I thank you, Lord, for the peace that passes understanding, that peace that comes from an assurance and a faith that the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. And so, Father, I thank you that even though we may not see the way ahead very clearly, you know exactly what you have planned. You know what all of our tomorrows hold. But Lord, what matters for us is that we can join with you in this day, in this present time. For Lord, you are found in the present moment. You are the God of now. Your Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, we can relate to the Jesus of yesterday to some measure, and we can understand from your word the Lord of glory in the future. But Lord, we need to experience your love and your intervention in our lives right now. And Father, I pray for every listener, regardless of where they may be. Some may be just very new, a babe in Christ. Others may have walked with you for a very long time. Some in ministry, and by that, Lord, I mean fivefold ministry. But Lord, all of your people who have been called by your name are in ministry. You've given to everyone gifts and callings and a destiny and a purpose for their lives. So thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing that into fruition. And I thank you now for divine strength mentally, physically, emotionally, and Lord, that they will know that in every need in their lives, regardless of whether it's physical or financial or spiritual or circumstantial, that out of your riches and glory, you've promised to supply all of our needs. So thank you for this time, Lord. I ask for your grace and your help that I might be able to share what's on your heart to this people. And Lord, we give you honor and praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, let's begin by me asking you a question. If you had an opportunity and a choice to be any particular location in the world, I'm not talking about a city or a calling or a career or anything like that, but just the natural, beautiful world that God has created. What's your favorite? Do you enjoy the desert, perhaps? There's a beauty and a wonderful solitude and quietness to be found in desert places. Or perhaps you may prefer the mountains, the high mountains. Some might like the foothills. Some may prefer, I have a pastor friend who loves the ocean. And regardless of what our preferences are, and some may love the forest, the beauty and the quietness of a dense, beautiful forest, but regardless of where your particular choice would be, if you had your druthers, yet what I want to talk to you about today, starting today, is about the mountains. And we're going to be looking at what mountains play in terms of our physical environment, briefly, and most importantly, what spiritual mountains represent, what mountains are used to portray and convey in the scriptures. But for those of you who like mountains and prefer mountains, this should be of special interest to you. Although for all of us, we need to learn what the Word has to say about the mountains. For myself, that's one of my favorite places, although I love the high desert, which is a very fortunate thing because, or a blessed thing, because that's where I find myself in southwestern Idaho. It's where we're living now, about 2,300 foot elevation. And so, regardless of where your choices are, we want to look specifically now at mountains. And I'm speaking now of natural mountains. Mountains play a very important part in the lives of people. That's true historically, culturally. And so while we want to get just sort of an overall glimpse of the importance of natural mountains in terms of mankind and civilization, what we're going to be focusing on is there's a spiritual significance to mountains as well. All right, let's start by looking at our physical world. Well, mountains are a natural protection against invading armies. Why should that be? Because mountains are difficult to climb. There are many obstacles that present themselves in terms of mountains, and that's especially true depending on the seasons of the year. And for this reason alone, mountains form the natural boundaries, if you will, of many countries. They also, in terms of a physical level, produce the climate of a country, the amount of rainfall that they should receive. For example, even in our own United States, the Rocky Mountains form a natural barrier, and the weather, the climate, the rainfall on the eastern side of the Rockies is different from that on the western side. And it depends on the particular air currents and the types of other weather phenomenon that are occurring. But they play a very important part in climate. And also, mountains will shield valleys, which are those sections or those areas, the geography of a topographical portion of a particular environment or situation where they're sheltered from the heat and the dry and from winds, especially crop-killing winds in the summer and cold winds in the winter. And so valleys, of course, were sometimes a preferable choice, even in terms of the settling of our own West. And then, of course, when we have rainfall, rain runs off mountain slopes and forms rivers in the valleys, providing water for flora and crops, and, of course, all of God's creatures. So mountains are unique in a natural aspect. Their higher elevations have their own characteristic flora and fauna, that is, plant life and animal life. And depending on the heights of the mountain, the oxygen is thinner. That certainly affects health conditions. That's why Mount Everest, the tallest mountain in the world, is such a challenge for those who love mountain climbing. But many have lost their lives because oxygen at the various highest levels, it can be life-threatening. And of course, in a more natural, down-to-earth manner, for those of you ladies in the kitchen, recipes are affected by altitude in cooking and baking. All right, so we've just gone quickly through mountains, just some of the purposes they serve in the natural world. But in the spiritual realm, we want to see their functions in Scripture. First of all, just as is true in the natural world, mountains represent a place of defense, of security, or safety. There's a beautiful passage found in the Psalms 125:2. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains, the references to the physical mountains round about Jerusalem, so is the Lord round about his people from henceforth even forever. So just as the mountains surround Jerusalem, and remember some of the Psalms are Psalms of ascent, they go up to Jerusalem, which is a higher elevation. So just as those mountains protect natural Jerusalem to some measure, so is the Lord round about his people forever. His arms protect us. And then, of course, we understand that mountains are the scenes in Scripture of great events. Let's just sort of go consecutively through the Scriptures, and I'm not going to take the time to read the passage, but in Genesis 8:4, the Ark of Noah rested on Mount Ararat. And as we progress in the book of Genesis, we're introduced to Abraham, and when he had the child of promise, which they called Isaac, God called Abraham to go to the mountain where he would be shown, Mount Moriah, and it was on Mount Moriah that Abraham was to sacrifice Isaac. And then another mountain, Mount Horeb, that's mentioned in Exodus 3, 1 and 2. That's where Moses received the call of the Lord. He was out tending sheep, and he saw the burning bush, and the Lord spoke to him out of that burning bush. Well, there's a few more mountains we want to look at, but we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. The time passes so quickly. But beloved radio family, my UCM partners, I love you, and I pray for you every day. And for my radio family, some of you may have been listening for a while, or perhaps quite some time, and you've never written. And that's fine. But if I want you to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and if he's prompting you at any point to write, he has a reason for doing that. And I would believe it'd be for personal ministry that occurs through our ministry of correspondence. Our mailing list is never shared. It's a very personal thing. I'm the only one who answers the mail. That's been true for over 50 years, Brother Glass, and then myself. So I invite you to write, share your prayer requests. Know that I pray for you faithfully every day. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.